salt peanuts. Salt peanuts, 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 salt peanuts.
péto, ça tape pépé. Oui, la gale a commencé. T'as pas l'enjant, t'as pas l'enjant. Madame Péto, plein cancan, c'est la cancan. En la rue Clément, n'oubliez pas jamais vous. Oh, Madame Péto, plein cancan, c'est la cancan. En la rue Clément, n'oubliez pas jamais vous. Oh, Madame Péto, plein cancan.
And this is KRBS Radio and Passport to Modern Jazz. And we just heard from Christian Scott from Christian Altunde Ajua from 2012 with Christian on trumpet. And Matthew Stevens all guitars, Lawrence Fields on keys there, and the composer of this tune, Cumulonimbus, Christopher Fun on bass, Jameer Williams on drums. Before that, C'est l'autre cancan by Don Vappy and Jazz Creole from the Blue Book of Storyville Sessions 2018. Don Vappy banjo bass, David Hornblow clarinet, Dave Kilby on guitar, and Sebastian Girardot on bass. Before that, the George Lewis and Kid Shots recording of Dumain Street Drag with Kid Shots trumpet, Baby Dodd's drums, George Lewis clarinet, Lawrence Marrero on banjo, Jim Robinson trombone, slow drag on the bass, and Bunk Johnson on a second trumpet here. And we kicked it off with our bebop man at his centennial here with Charlie Parker. We heard Salt Peanuts with Dizzy Gillespie, Curly Russell on bass, Sid Catlett on drums, Al Haig on piano, Charlie Parker, of course, on alto, and Dizzy Gillespie trumpet and vocals. And it's a composition by Kenny Clark and Dizzy Gillespie. And we're going to return to some Charlie Parker. This is a broadcast from 1945 Town Hall from New York City. And we're going to hear bebop. This is with Dizzy Gillespie, Charlie Parker, Don Bias on tenor, Al Haig piano, Curly Russell bass, and Max Roach on the drums. And you're listening to Passport to Modern Jazz here at KRVS Public Radio for Lafayette and Lake Charles. Hang in there, Lake Charles. Thank you.
stars, Mr. Bob himself, the great Jolly Parker, and the all-stars, Al Haig, Tommy Botter, a wonderful group of musicians bringing you the greatest in modern progressive jazz here at the Metropolitan Opera House, the Royal Roost. Come on down and have yourself a wonderful time. And right now, let's hear from the Bird as they do the pop thing called Slow Boat to China.
If it's magic, then why can't it be everlasting? Like the sun that always shines, like the poet's endless rhyme, like the galaxies in time. If it's pleasing, then why can't it be never leaving? Like the day that never fails, like on seashores there are shells, like the time that always tells, it holds the key to every heart throughout the universe. It fills special, then with it, why aren't we as careful as making sure we dress in style, posing pictures with a smile, keeping danger from a child? It holds the key to every heart throughout the universe. It fills you up without a bite and quenches every thirst. So, if it's magic, why can't we make it everlasting? Like the lifetime of the sun, it will leave no heart undone, for there's enough for
two tracks from these sessions that they found of Art Blakey and the Jazz Messengers, and they're calling it Just Coolin'. We heard Hip Sippy Blues by Hank Mobley, and before that we heard Quick Trick by Art Blakey and Jazz Messengers, and Hank Mobley saxophone, Lee Morgan trumpet, Bobby Timmons piano, and he was the composer of Quick Tricks, and Hank Mobley composer for Hip Sippy Blues. Jaime Merritt on bass, and the thinking or the logic from this 59 session was that Alfred Lion decided to shelve the session, but likely reason is 5 weeks later he recorded the same lineup at New York's Birdland for what would become the two-volume set at the Jazz Corner of the World, which included four of the six tunes that make up Just Coolin'. And that's from Chris May of All About Jazz. And we started out the set with Bebop, of course, but then the new Artemis album, which is great. All-star cast, Rene Rosny on piano, Melissa Aldana on tenor sax, Anat Cohen on clarinet, Ingrid Jensen on trumpet, Noriko Ueda on bass, and Allison Miller on drums. And that's a Stevie Wonder composition. Next up, we're going to get in a little B3, and then we got a lot of new stuff coming up. Passport to Modern Jazz, KRVS, Public Radio, Lake Charles, and Lafayette. Thank you.
Thank you.
KRBS Public Radio, Lake Charles and Lafayette. And we just heard another track from the Artemis record. This is by clarinetist Anat Cohen. And we heard Nocturnal before that. Day and Night, Elvin Jones from Earth Jones from 82, Earth Wong production for Palo Alto. Elvin Jones, drums, Tiro Masahino, cornet, and the composer and player on this, I couldn't believe, Dave Liebman, soprano sax and flute. Kenny Kirkland, the great, on keyboards, late Kenny Kirkland and George Mraz. And before that, Lonnie Smith and Alvin Queen from Lennox and 7th, the definitive black and blue sessions. Alvin Queen, drums, of course, guitar, Melvin Sparks. And on organ, Lonnie Smith, Dr. Lonnie Smith. And let's see, we're going to go out with, we're still celebrating Bird, and one of the better things is Joe Lovano, this blues collage, which is Carving the Bird Feathers and Bloom Dito from Bird Songs 2011 with James Weldman on piano, Esperanza Spalding on bass, Otis Brown III on drums, and Francisco Mella on drums. And we'll take our break right here. You're listening to Passport to Modern Jazz.
I'm Cecil Doyle. Join me late night Mondays, early Tuesdays at 1 a.m. when it'll be time for Jandek, an hour-long excursion into the music of Corwood Industries. Time for Jandek here on KRVS, a service of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette.
For a celebration of polyrhythmic feel-good groove music from the greater Gulf South region and beyond, Funkify Your Life with me, Dan Phillips, every Thursday at 1 p.m., plus a Friday night replay at 9, on KRVS Public Media, 88.7 FM, Lafayette Lake Charles, and streaming at krvs.org.
From the University of Louisiana at Lafayette, this is KRVS. 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles, streaming online at krvs.org.